Blog Talk Radio.
Spinderella cut it up one time. Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Well, let's talk about sex for now. To the people at home or in the crowd, it keeps coming up anyhow. Don't be coy, avoid, or make void the topic, because that ain't going to stop it. Now, we talk about sex on the
That was Salt and Pepper with Let's Talk About Sex. Today is Sunday, June 28th, 2015, and this is Colliding Discourse with Dwight and Justice. I'm Dwight, one of your co-hosts, and let me introduce my lovely other half, co-host Ms. Justice. Are you there?
Hello, everyone. What's up? It's your girl, Justice.
Hey, okay. Great. We got you on. And we also have another guest. He's running on CP time, and that will be Papa Red. He'll be joining us, I guess, a little bit later. And he does a segment called Popping Off with Papa Red. And that segment will be here on Colliding Discourse as well. So how you been, Ms. Justice?
I've been good, actually. How have you been?
I've been good. So how was your week? How was your weekend going, matter of fact?
Well, my weekend, it was boring, of course. I didn't do anything spectacular this weekend. This is one of the more laid-back, relaxed weekends. What about you?
Oh, wait a minute. We got Papa Red. He just came through. Hey, Papa Red, say a little something to our guests out there.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on?
All right, we had introduced you a little bit earlier, saying that you're going to be doing a segment here on Colliding Discourse called Popping Off with Papa Red. So I want y'all to subscribe and also
please tune
get to
in.
That. Yeah, tune into that, definitely. Tune into that. Also, well, what's going on with you, Papa Red? How's your weekend been like?
My weekend was, you know, exciting as usual, you know, clubbing, turning up, the usual.
Okay.
So, you know, I got to fill y'all in, you know, a lot of personal stuff, you know, while
I'm sick. Okay. You're filling in after we get off air, huh?
Yeah, I gotta stay y'all in. But y'all stay tuned, though.
Okay, definitely will. Well, my weekend, I have to say I've been doing a little bit of celebrating myself, you know, just kicking back, having a few beers, because my week was kind of filled with anxiety and a little bit of stress. Earlier part of this week, I got a phone call from, well, let me take this back. 2 weeks ago, I had moseyed on down to the health department here in this little small town I'm in, and I just wanted to, it was a while since I had checked myself for STD, so I kind of went in there and got an STD testing of everything. They poked, prodded, swiped, took blood. They did a little bit of everything because I had wanted them to check everything. So after we did all of that, they said we'll have the results back in 2 weeks. I'm like, damn, 2 weeks? I'm like,
yeah,
really?
It does take a long time.
Yeah, that is
well,
a long time.
But no, I'm kind of thinking, I was like, this, you know, she said we have to send it off to New York or somewhere. And I'm like,
yeah,
they
have to send it off to the lab.
Yeah.
Dude, I was so scared for you.
So fast forward, and I know, right? Fast forward 2 weeks, and Monday I get a call from the Department of Health, and she was like, can you come down and meet with our nurse? And I'm like, come down and meet with the nurse? So I'm like, damn, and I was out of town.
When you get those calls, you really know what that means.
Yeah, you're like, doom, doom, doom.
Exactly. So I'm like, I'm out of town, and I won't be back until Tuesday afternoon. She was like, okay, we'll be closed at 4. She was like, what time are you coming back? I was like, at 6. So we going back and forth of trying to get me a schedule to get down there to see the nurse. So we kind of ended up with a Thursday. So of course, it's Monday, and I'm like counting on my fingers, Tuesday, Wednesday, and figuring out in my head how many hours it took. Boy, I'm counting down. And I'm kind of like, damn, Thursday, so 3 days I have to go past, so, you know, a whole bunch of anxiety buildup. So I'm kind of like, damn, you know, I'm kind of seeing who did I sleep with, and did I have unprotected sex with somebody? What could I possibly
have? So it's like you're trying to backtrack and see where you slipped up at.
Yeah, so I was like, which one do I get? That's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, I was like, if I got chlamydia or something like that, I know I can take a few pills and that can be gone. And then I thought, like, gonorrhea. I said, I don't know how to get rid of gonorrhea because, you know, and then it was, then the big worst one was, like, syphilis. I'm like, damn it, I hope I don't get syphilis because it's kind of like, that's three painful shots you got to take over 3 weeks. So I'm like, I'm just full of fucking anxiety. So Thursday I meet with the nurse, and basically this whole, only wanted to just relay some information. I'm clear and free, but she just wanted to relay some information to me and gave me a whole bag of condoms. And when I say a whole lot of condoms.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That was some information that.
That's what I'm saying. At least they could have been like, okay, you don't have anything, but our nurse would like for you to come in, so she want to relay some message. That's what they could have did, but they didn't.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, okay. So after that, after Thursday, I'm leaving out the place, jumped up, clicked my heels, and you know. So I'm kind of, I'm like happy, but yet and still, after all that, it was kind of an eye opener, and it's kind of like, okay, I have had unprotected sex quite a bit throughout my sexual life, and that made me think of, like, basically this topic. What is our willingness just to have, like, unprotected sex? Like, okay, why do you think that people just go out there and have unprotected sex, knowing the consequences of it?
Well, me personally, I feel like a lot of times when you're just in that moment, I feel like a lot of people don't really just think about, okay, do, as far as females anyway, like, okay, do this nigga got AIDS or STD or am I going to get pregnant? Because sometimes you caught up in that moment like, okay, we finna have sex and, you know, and you just want the whole feeling of everything and you just go straight into it, not thinking like, wait a minute, you need to put on a condom. You know what I'm saying? So it's like really just be so into it. So, like, you don't even really be caring about a condom. And then sometimes when you have, like, one-night stands, there are times when people say, okay, you need to strap up. But once you start, man, you know how guys are. They be like, can I pull it off or whatever because I'm not feeling, I want to feel, you know how they want to feel everything. And you're so caught up in the moment, like, yeah, you can go ahead and take it off. But, like, in that moment, you're not thinking, like, this dude got AIDS or is he sleeping with somebody else because you're just so caught up in the moment of having sex and you just, you horny, he's horny, and it just, you know, your stuff wet and you just ready to get it on.
Well,
so,
I just
with
more
women,
look at it like you just be comfortable. You comfortable with that person that you're dealing with, and it just flows. And y'all might have started off using the rubber, but after a while, y'all became comfortable. So it's just like it's natural.
Okay, two things about what y'all just said, and I'm going to go to Justice. Like for girls, is it more so of the thinking, more so of I don't want to get pregnant compared to I don't want to catch chlamydia or something? Do y'all worry about the more so I'm having unprotected sex and I might get pregnant than anything else, or do y'all actually think of everything?
Well, I think it all depends on the type of person, because there have been times where, okay, I was kicking it with this dude and it wasn't nothing long term, you know. It was just he was telling me like how he was gonna put it down, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna show you you're not dealing with no Ricky. You know what I'm saying? So of course my intentions were, because I look at it like, okay, if he's saying how he's gonna put it down to me, I know he's probably doing other girls like this, but you know, I was like, okay, do you got a condom? Because I'm not going to have unprotected sex with you because I don't know you like that. And it's just like, you don't really know that person, but it's like you just want a proof point, like, okay, I'm going to show you what my stuff working with. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show you can get hooked on this stuff. Don't let it fool you, you know. I've never thought about getting pregnant, but my intentions were like, okay, condoms, because I don't know you like that. And you could be, and this just really just, a one-night stand or whatever, we both grown, so it's like, you know, I want to see what you're working with and you want to see what I'm working with.
Okay. And with you, Papa Red, you had mentioned, like, over time, you know, people just stop using condoms. So it's basically like, okay, when you stop using a condom, let's just say, for instance, is it a situation to where you kind of like, A, less, go get tested before we stop using condoms? Or do you think that's like a killjoy? Like it just like spoils the whole mood when you bring it up so you don't?
It's just like a natural instinct. It's just like, okay, I've been messing with you long enough now, so now I don't got comfortable, so, you know, we going to take a chance. And that's why it leads into you taking off the rubber. And, I mean, that's just normally how things work. It's not like, oh, we both going to get tested. It's that one in a million that a person going to get tested.
I know. I agree. Because, you know.
I agree.
I mean, but why do you, okay, why do you think we don't have that conversation? Because you're right. It's kind of like you get comfortable with that person and you just stop using condoms without having that conversation. I think for me, I don't want to say is, I can tell you back in the day, probably when I was in my 20s and I would deal with people, it's kind of like I wouldn't ask them to use a condom if they didn't produce it, because it was more so of, I want this person to like me, so if I spoke up and said, could you go get a condom, they wouldn't
that
like
they
me.
Would. Yeah.
Yeah. So
but,
that
I
was
mean,
my foolishness back in the day.
So when you say back in the day, so what is your thing now as far as unprotected sex? Like how do you choose the ones that you're going to make use condoms, or how do you handle that now?
I'm going to be just truthfully honest. It's just like if I'm feeling you, I'm grown enough and I'm willing to play that Russian roulette kind of thing. It's not, I don't care if you, you know, if it's somebody that just, it is so funny and this is just so ignorant of me. It's like if you just look dusty, I'm kind of like, okay, you may need a condom, when a clean-cut professional could have a million and one things, but you're telling the bestie nigga, you know, to put on a condom. So it's kind of, ignorant on my part, and it was more uneducated on my part, is because I would go have unsafe sex just because I'm in a mood to have it and don't want to just be fooling with no condom. And, you know, vice versa, because with me, when I use a condom, it kind of makes my, I lose my erection. So, you know, I'm playing, you know, Russian roulette on that end as well. So that's the real reason, you know, it's not for me. It's just like, that's why just going through those 4 days, it's kind of like I have to make some type of change somewhere in the way that I'm thinking and about having unprotected sex, because it's crazy out here. I was like kind of looking at some statistics, and, you know, there's like 16 plus STDs out here, and that's a lot.
It's a lot of them. And it's like things that nowadays it's so much that you've never heard of. It's like, what?
Well, exactly, because some of them I really haven't heard of. But, you know, the more popular ones like chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, and then you got the ones that we don't think about, like herpes and HPV and crabs and stuff like that. But, you know, those are still, you know, they still around and they still can get you. And it's kind of like the state that we live in, Georgia, is, we'll put it like this, like you got your large states like California, New York, that's kind of, you know, they're going to have a high percentage in America because they have a big population. But you've got these Bible Belt states that don't hold as many people as New York and California, and we ride along with California, and I'm kind of like, why is that? You know, this is the, you know, I'm thinking, and plus, to add on to that, like Georgia, like I said, out of all the Bible Belt states down here, Alabama, Mississippi, North Carolina, so on and so forth, it's like Georgia is like on the top of all of them, especially like with syphilis. So it's kind of like, that's another question I pose. Why do you think in the Bible, we're talking about Bible Belt states where everybody going to church every Sunday, they living by every word on the in the Bible, but yet they have a disproportionate rate of STDs. What do you think that is?
Well, I would have to say that there's just like a lot of times people that go to church, we're not going to actually live correctly by the Bible. Like, no offense, like, you have gay people who may go to church every Sunday, they go to Bible study, they know the word of you know what I'm saying? They know the Bible, but they are studying sin because, you know, they're having sex with the same sex or in a relationship with the same sex. But sometimes it's like you're caught up in the moment to like, man, I know I'm doing wrong, but it's just you're so much, you're worried about yourself. Like, well, I got to live for me. I can't live for what the Bible says. And when God gives me that feeling for me to turn my life around, then that's when I'll turn my life around. But until I get that, you know, I'm going to fulfill my life and what I want to do, but still have an understanding of the word.
Right. I think more so definitely what you're saying. I think, you know, when we talk about these Bible Belt states, to which one that we're living in, I think it's kind of when you get, you know, you have this misconception like you're not supposed to be having sex until marriage. So basically it's a discreet thing and nobody's really talking about it. And there's no like sex education. Like I said, I grew up north, but I'm not sure we had sex education in high school. I don't know if it was, if y'all kind of had it here, you know, but, you know, more liberal states kind of tackle that stuff, while Bible Belt states, they kind of like, okay, if we have sex education class, that's permission. You know, they think that's giving permission for people to have sex, and I think that's kind of, you know, not wise, a wise way of thinking, because, once again, you have the states that's in the South that just alarmingly just have a very bad disproportionate rate of STDs. I had saw one, and especially, basically, it's just like just getting an education, finding out why, you know, why you do what you do.
I also think, like, the generation has changed so much because I look at a lot of people that are young and who's married, and I look at older people like my grandma, my granddad, who's married for years and years, but it's like their marriage is the marriage that you always want, but it's like now the younger group is like just getting married to say, okay, I'm married, but they're not being faithful and trying to work it out and invest in a marriage and, you know, just invest in so much of a marriage. But I think a lot of these, the young generation is just so focused on sex and who they can get with and stuff like that. And a lot of the parents are now at the clubs with the kids. So it's like some of the kids are just, like, confused and feeling like it's okay.
Yeah. So I just think we just kind of just leave more open conversations about it, more education, because, you know, like I said, for this thing to go down, you know, we have to open up the lines of communication, even if it's uncomfortable, even if you're thinking that person's going to, you're going to lose that person if you bring it up. But this stuff is, because like I said, I'm just talking about the STDs, like the ones that you can cure, like chlamydia and trigonometry or trig.
Trigonometry.
Trig a dirty nigga. What's that one? Trig who? Trichomonas. What's that? Trig a nigga. Trig a dirty nigga. Oh, okay.
Trichomonas.
Yeah, you got that one.
I mean.
I'm going to call it trig, like I said. That's crazy with women, though. It seemed like that's one more common with women, that one right there. I'm just going to call it trigonometry because they didn't have no business making that word that difficult to say. So we're going to say, you know, you done caught trigonometry.
And another thing as far as the STDs, I think as far as a female, if you as a female who know your body and, you know, feel like something is not right, you're going to get checkups when you should get them or go see about yourself. You have a lot of girls nowadays that don't even understand or know, like, okay, my coochie isn't right, you know, or I got a funny smell to my coochie, you know, is this not normal or... You know, just look at it as, okay, it could be a bacteria infection, it could be a yeast infection, or someone just look at it like, okay, I could just be wet.
Yeah, y'all got a lot of stuff going down there, so y'all really should be kind of
I mean, it's hard being a female. It is hard being a female because, I mean,
what about the females that know they got an STD and then... She go get treated, but don't tell the dude that she went to the doctor to get treated because she ashamed to tell them that they will pass somebody in some way that we don't pass the STD to each other. And you sleep with them again.
Well, I think
that reaffected,
right?
Yes.
Go ahead, Justin.
But you think that's what goes around a lot of times.
Yeah, that is what happens, but I feel like it's a lot of immaturity that comes into that, too, because you have so many people that's so immature to where they look at it like, okay, well, I'm not going to tell him that I got an STD because they might look at it like he might say, oh, you didn't get that for me. You know, he might be so rebellious about it, but I think it just comes with a lot of people are so immature and naive to instead of just like being an adult and facing the fact like, look, I'm going to keep it real with you. You're the only one I was messing around with, but I got an STD. I know when it got checked. I got gonorrhea, whatever the case may be, and let them know because I feel like this, at the end of the day, if you're going to go back there and mess with that person who you got an STD from, you need to let them know that they got an STD too, because that's dumb as hell for you to go get treated and you're going to go back and be in the same situation you was just in.
That is true. But it's real. It's true. But it's so real.
Yeah, because, I mean, you'll be amazed at a lot of the young girls that do that go back and forth stuff. And I just feel like it's just too many girls out here they need to grow up before they just take it to that level as far as they don't have sex, use it protected, because it's so much stuff going on and going around out here that looks cannot tell you if someone got AIDS, looks cannot tell you if someone got gonorrhea. It doesn't tell you. And a lot of the younger generations, like guys, I mean, y'all, she got a fat ass, so I wanna fuck her. That's what a lot of these guys now look at, like, okay, she fine, she got a body, so I wanna fuck.
Yeah, just in conclusion, basically what it is just like, get yourself educated, open that line of communication. Don't be afraid to communicate. If you started off using protection and want to take that step to unprotected sex, please don't have that. Right. Please don't have that, you know, scaredness not to talk to that person about going to get tested before y'all have unprotected sex. Because, like I said, once again, yes, there are some that are treatable, but you got herpes and HIV out here, and those are not treatable to the, you know, and one, if you don't take care of it, you can die from. So, yeah. And also, get right in your head somehow to, you know, kind of like, why do I have unprotected sex, you know? What's the benefit? You know, find other ways. If you're that dude that's saying, I don't feel anything with a condom, dude, you know, you got to find some other way to make it feel good by testing out different condoms.
Thinner
condoms, and just get your mind right about, you know, what is your willingness to have unprotected sex. Because you know the consequences out there. But I also, you know, like, we're finished with that topic. But I was celebrating, and we're down to our last 2 minutes. I was kind of celebrating. So I'm, like, walking through the house, and I had a whole pie dish in my hand eating pie, right? So I had to go to the bathroom, right? So... what I'm asking is, have any of y'all, and be truthful, have any of y'all, like, had a went to the bathroom and used it while eating?
Hell no.
Wait a minute. Don't sit up here and think I'm the only one, right?
You got to be, because ain't no way I'm finna sit on in the bathroom. Yeah, at the same time, ain't no way.
Yeah.
Okay,
how can you concentrate on using the bathroom and you're eating?
Okay, this is what I did. I sat on the toilet, I peed, and I was like kind of eating a pie. But when it came for the, you know, the dookie to come out, I put the pie aside, and I doodled, and then, you know, I stopped eating, but, you know, after I got finished, and I picked up the pie, went to my room, washed my hands, and continued eating. But, like, I guess that's nasty, huh?
I can't even sit and pee and eat at the same time. Like, you just want to eat the pie.
Keep that to yourself.
Don't
tell nobody that one no more.
Oh, no, I think I just told the world what you're talking about, keep it to yourself. But, hey, it was great talking to y'all. Like I said, it's 20 seconds we get. And like I said, you know, for all those that's listening, please subscribe to the channel. This is our first preview show, and we have a lot to offer. So go comment and subscribe, and say bye, everybody.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was it. It's over. Are we still all on?